test of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. It took that test between Barabbas and Christ, or any way you want to describe it, and it presented it to the assembled world that was assembled at the test on the plain of Dura through all the representatives of all the countries, and they went back and they took that message. But if you remember back to part one of this presentation, we built a case, and I think it was pretty sound, that a testing truth for this church today is the message of the close of probation. And we referred specifically to a passage in the Great Controversy where Sister White says that the pioneers went out and were presenting the close of probation, and that's what brought the revival then, and that will be repeated. This is one of the testing truths, and if you heard the first paragraph that we just read, it says, God means that testing truth shall be brought to the front and become the subject of discussion, even if it's through the contempt placed upon it. If this presentation of the close of probation is truly present truth, then it's going to have to agitate the minds of God's people. And it's going to have a controversy connected with it. And there's going to be reproach connected with it and slander. But that will be the means of provoking inquiry and awakening minds. Because this is one of the testing truths. This is the wake-up call. So you would expect to see that with a message such as this. Any case, the test of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is primarily telling us how this message is going to go, the Sabbath and Sunday message, because it's a parallel of the Sunday law issue, and it's from our faithfulness during that time period under persecution that this message will be carried to the world. Now, from Signs of the Times, May 6, 1897, we're told this. The fact that these youth came forth from the fire having received no harm, save only that their fetters had been burned away, was beyond the comprehension of the wise men and made a decided changement in the sentiments of the people. The tidings of this wonderful deliverance were carried to many countries by the representatives of different nations. Thus, God was glorified by the faithfulness of his children. History will be repeated. False religion will be exalted. The first day of the week, a common working day possessing no sanctity whatever, will be set.